Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Roof and he is out, Green applying the tag. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 2 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Boog Powell. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Robinson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bob Johnson now playing first base. Paul Blair now playing center field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Watt now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Ed Charles. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Stahl now playing left field. Danny Cater now playing third base. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Echeverrin moves to second. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Echeverrin scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jim Dixon now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian pinch hits for Phil Roof. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-3 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Brian now catching. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Cater reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Athletics, 5, Orioles, 5. Dick Hall now pitching. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Ron Stone pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Dick Hall. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nasek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stahl. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Jack Aker. Stu Miller now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Sam Bowens now playing left field. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Bryan moves to second. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nasek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stahl. Bowens reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowens scores. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.